that mineral area. And if you're just now joining us, we are talking to Chief Doug Roos, who has announced yesterday his resignation from the Chief of Police for Crystal City. We've also got Andy Hickson, who is going to talk a little bit about the city audit. It was a huge thing going on within the city. It was requested through a petition for State Auditor Susan Monty to have her team come into Crystal, audit all the finances, find out, make sure everything looks okay. You guys, I guess, had an opportunity to talk with her last night at the work session. How did that go?
It went well. They came in, they presented their findings. They'll give us 2 weeks or so to kind of say, you know, we don't think this is correct, or we've since changed this, or people might overlook this. So we have to turn our, we have to turn in what we think we're doing correctly, or different ordinances, and even ordinances, and some of the things have changed since I've gotten here. So we'll turn those in about 2 weeks, and we'll move on from there.
And this was done by a group of citizens in Crystal. They thought possibly some things were not being done correctly with finances, the way things were being run. Did the audit find any wrongdoing?
Well, first off, nothing illegal. There's no smoking gun whatsoever. Nobody's going to go to jail. And second thing, I mean, we're a business. I mean, we're a $6.3 million business. Things aren't going to be, in any business, nothing's going to be ran 100% and completely tight. And we just need to tighten up on some policies and guidelines. There's a couple things we need to change. Nothing major, just a lot of little things. And I'm actually kind of glad this came out. I mean, true, we paid a lot of money to have people write this down, tell us what we weren't, what we could be doing better. But, you know, this sets out kind of guidelines for me for the next year to say, okay, you know, we're missing this policy. Let's get that. Let's implement it. Let's make sure it works. Or we need to do this on the budget, you know. And it's kind of an exciting time. I mean, it sets up great parameters for me for the next year.
And now there will be a meeting coming up for those who signed this petition and who wanted this petition or wanted this audit to come to Crystal. When is that meeting going to take place?
It will be several weeks from now. We have 2 weeks to make our rebuttal. The state auditors will go back, kind of correct things, update things, and then they'll come back to us and say, okay, here's the final audit. They'll present that to us in a closed session. And then I think they're going to present it to the people who signed the petition, or at least a small group of them, and then the audit will go public.
Okay, and you said, you know, there wasn't a smoking gun. Of course, no city is perfect. So what things within the audit that you guys have seen thus far do you think you need to start making headway?
Well, just a lot of policies, guidelines. I mean, we've done a great job without a city administrator for 30 years, and it's just little things that professional management would bring. I mean, you know, let's make sure we document everything. You know, when somebody asks you, okay, do we have these last bids? Oh, yeah, you just reach around to a file or pull it up on your computer. Here's the last bids. Here's everybody we send it out to. Here's the cost of every bid. Here's the qualifications for the bid. And just so we can kind of produce more documentation.
Has there been a problem with documentation in the past?
Not so much a problem, but just things kind of slip every now and then. And I mean, we deal with a lot of things. I mean, there's 5,000 people in Crystal City going every which way, and it's kind of our job to help everything out. I mean, between roads, the police, I mean, the budget, there's just a lot of stuff that happens in a city in any given day.
Procedurally, do you feel as the newest employee of the city, as the administrator, after seeing this audit, that there are things that could be done differently? You mentioned kind of documenting things, but the procedures that are taken to get to a certain point, do you feel like all of that's working well?
It's working well. We're surviving. And yeah, I mean, anybody else, any other city administrator who comes into a community will find things. You know, this is the way I kind of like to do it. You know, I think we could do this better. We're doing this great. I mean, it sets up a lot of great parameters for me. It'll be a good time over the next few months and year.
Okay. And Andy Hickson, city administrator of Crystal City, do you think, and this is, of course, going to be your personal opinion, that this is going to this is going to help with the resolution of you know, some of the tension where this group or a certain group or certain individuals within Crystal think that all these things are happening illegally? Do you think this is going to kind of be able to bury the hatchet and finally have some peace?
Well, Lauren Hancock of the radio, I think no matter what, there's going to be drama. I mean, some people say, you know, you guys aren't doing this right, or you guys aren't doing that right. There's going to be drama, but overall, I think it'll help make this city, Crystal City is already a great city. I think it'll help make us even better and be the community in Jefferson, Canada that everybody wants to work for, everybody wants to live in.
Very good. Anything else happened at the work session last night that might be worth talking about?
Well, besides the chief announcing his letter of resignation, he's now dead to me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Very nice.
Yeah. And the way he told me he was going to do it, his family took me down to the Elephant Rocks and were like, well, Andy, we're just going to leave you here because I'm not going to work for you anymore. It kind of hurt, personally.
I can imagine.
Stabbed me in the back. I cried a little.
How could you do that to him, Chief?
I know.
He's like a little orphan puppy.
I'm just a lost little kid out here. And, you know, the Chief's been with me through my entire professional career in the state of Missouri.
Which is a whopping, what, 2 months?
He's just 69, 70 days.
69 days right now. He just hangs me out to dry.
What a bully.
I know.
But back on a serious note, anything you guys talk about last night that...
Well, we are trying to run this. I mean, we are a business. One thing we talked about was the completion of a city motto, which I think and I've not talked to Superintendent Swafford at the Crystal City Schools yet, but having almost a contest, grades K through 12, of let's create a city motto and something appropriate, not like we control your water or most corrupt cops or something like that. It has to be something very appropriate saying kind of, hey, this is who we are, this is where we're going. And I would ultimately like to create a contest with them and say, okay, you know, one little kid's going to get maybe $100 gift certificate or an award.
That would be really neat. Mm-hmm. And shine a positive light on Crystal. That would be cute. What are some of the things you have in mind? I mean, what would be in a city motto?
Oh, like Farmington's tradition and progress. I mean, just something like that. Every business has a motto that you can place on the water tower, you can place on the side of police cars, you place on business cards. Just, you know, when you think of Crystal City, you know, you think of the steamboat, kind of our image, and then right below that, I'd love to have whatever motto.
Very cool. When are you guys going to start moving forward with that?
Well, it would help to have a contest with the school when school's in session.
Yes, so that always is a plus.
That's just, yeah, that's a me thing right now. I imagine there's like three kids wandering the halls. So we'll wait for school to get started, and we'll get moving on that. We also talked about topics for the joint council meeting Tuesday, August 4th at 7 p.m.
Is there a set schedule yet or a set agenda, or is that all still pretty
There tentative? Will be Wednesday. I need to get with, or a week from Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, we'll have a set agenda. We'll give it out to all the council members for both sides.
And we did a little story a couple weeks ago with you, but what are some of the things that are really going to be, what's the purpose of getting together with Festus? What's the benefit?
Well, our communities are so close together that just making sure we're crossing lines. I mean, people, even this week already, people reminded me, oh, like in the 60s or something when Captain McQuarrie was actually out of high school by then, that there was a big rival between the sports and everything. And just kind of start building community ties between each other, become more just fluid back and forth. I mean, it doesn't make sense to have one ordinance here when we have almost a complete opposite ordinance, or an ordinance that's very close but just has a little difference here and there, and just become more unified as a community.
Getting on the same page, and you know, it is the Twin Cities, so act like it.
Yeah, exactly. Act like it, dang it. You know, we will make you guys act like the Twin Cities whether you want to or not.
Sounds good. So that's coming up August 4th?
Yes.
Okay, and you'll have the agenda for that hopefully next week.
Yes.
And then are you going to post when the audit meeting is?
Yes.
Or is that going to be posted? Where can people find that, or how will they know?
Well, it'll be several weeks from now. I mean, it's not anything that's come up quickly. But we'll have it on a council meeting. I mean, just like a normal council meeting, we'll have it on the agenda. Probably says go over this Missouri State audit, and we'll let everybody know between now and then when it's going to happen.
Wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, Chief, again, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll talk to you before the month is over. But
thank you.
Go get them.
All right, thanks.
Well, thank you.
And Andy, thank you so much. And that is Chief Doug Roos and City Administrator Andy Hickson from Crystal City. And Chief Doug Roos leaves us end of July. And it's a very sad time for Crystal. Coming up next on Straight Talk, we'll take a look at traffic and more on KJF.
Your source for Jefferson County Law.